Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Mary Beth McBrien, and I was trying to reach the St. Louis Area Agency on Aging. Are you part of that, or is this the number? Am I calling the right place?
So you want to get an aid?
Well, I'd like to know, have some more information about it. Do
sure.
you have a pamphlet or something with other services available for those of us seniors in the city?
So we have that, we can have like any family member or friend or anyone, or we can give you one, like someone to be your aide and take care of you, and they get paid for that. And they can just help out with the home and, you know, stuff like that. Would you be interested in that?
So what are the requirements
so,
to have somebody like that help?
The requirements, you need to be, 18 and older.
To be the helper. I'm 80.
Oh, wow. Oh, you mean, yeah, of course, to be the patient. So, depending on how many issues the person have, they need more care. But if they have, like, not very, like, just need little help, the state will approve.
I mean, I'm
like,
still cleaning my house.
Yeah.
But so I could use help, like, with the floors and the bathroom.
Yeah, I understand. So the state approves it.
I can't empty my trash.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I need errands run because I'm not driving.
Mm-hmm.
things like that. So I need
sure,
to
so
know,
that
like,
is perfect, yeah. So basically, what we do is we submit a referral, and then we have the state evaluate how many hours you need. So they will decide, and depending, on your qualifications, But you might get, like, 2 hours a day or something.
Is there an income requirement?
You need to have Medicaid.
I do not have Medicaid, no.
What is your income? Do you make more than $2,000 a month?
Yes, I do.
So you can't. Maybe you should try to apply for Medicaid and then see if you. Did you ever try to apply
I can't,
for Medicaid?
I'm not eligible for Medicaid.
Oh.
If I would have been eligible, don't you think I would already have it?
Might be,
trust
yeah.
Me, I would have.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid just because I'm 80.
Of course
I haven't
not.
Lost my mind. I don't have
of
Alzheimer's.
Not. Right.
Well, I'm just
amazing,
letting you
actually.
Know because that's a. No matter whether you work in a senior place or with seniors all the time, that's still a stereotype. If they're old, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, I never said that. No, of course not.
I know you didn't say it. You didn't have to say it. It's an assumption. It's a stereotype.
Right.
Everyone I have spoken to on the phone, when I tell them how old I am, they kind of cough and say, well, that's not what I said. And I said, I understand that. It's the implication.
Right.
It's
right.
Never specifically stated. People are smart enough not to come out and, be directly
right.
condescending. It's always indirect.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I would wish to help you, but the problem is that we're Medicaid, like, funded, or like agency. So if you don't have Medicaid, then I can't help you. But
well, my question is,
mm-hmm.
When I went online, I put in St. Louis Area Agency on Aging, and there was a 315 number. And when I hit that number to call, it came up with your number, and it was not the same. So that's why I asked if you were the St. Louis Area Agency on Aging, and why would your number come up when I hit a different number? I'm not understanding this.
I don't know that. Wow,
okay.
That's interesting. I have to ask
yes,
about
it. Yes, it is
it.
Interesting.
It is. I
well,
have to ask
AI
why
has
it
taken over our lives, whether we like it or
crazy.
Not.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's
no,
crazy.
No, I don't,
and
actually.
You know what? It makes all us old people feel like we're losing our mind, and I think that's been the point.
No, I'm telling
that's
you, you don't. You're not using your mind. You're smarter than me. I get it. No, you
well,
don't. You don't sound like
I,
no.
I know I don't sound that way, and I know I'm not, but when my phone takes over and decides what I'm thinking, it makes us feel that way.
Exactly, right.
Like we're losing our mind because, you know, we do what it says to do, and then we don't get what we said we wanted.
Exactly. And it's like, that is a problem. I have to check why it happened.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
It is very interesting.
No idea.
But actually, I mean, you know, when you Google, like, if we were an agency that for people that, you know, we're aging, like, technically, like, we are, but we were just only accept Medicaid, right? Like, but it's not so, you know, they're not so specific. Google, that's why. So, like,
okay, well, let me ask my question here. I don't understand why your agency would only deal with Medicaid. Why is it you cannot provide or refer a person, even if we would have to pay for it? Is there a different place I would need to call for that?
You have a great question. Maybe I'm going to ask my supervisor maybe if there is option of, you know, of out-of-pocket pay. But, you know, we're funded through Medicaid. Medicaid is paying for this. That's why I don't offer it, just because it's very expensive. But if you want to pay, then I can check. But it usually is very expensive to pay your own aid. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I don't want to pay $1 million. I don't have that kind of money. I just have more than what your minimums are, or your maximums, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. So...
okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let me hang up and let me try to get a hold of the person I was trying to call.
Okay, sure, okay. No problem. And if you ever get Medicaid, you can call you can call me back at any time. I will be happy to give you an aid, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure, have a great day.
You too. Bye.